Welcome to the Creative Incubator, a podcast where we talk about the story and creative journey of various creatives from different fields. I'm your host, Lad Gutierrez.
Create content, and that's slow cooking customers or slow cooking sales. And if you want fast results, use something that's, you know, that's optimized for conversion, which is yung landing page.
Errol Chiozon is a landing page designer who focuses on creating lead generating landing pages. He is the founder of the Conversion Designer Philippines, a community that aims to help Filipino creatives build a thriving landing page design service business. In this episode, we talk about landing page design, its difference from a website, the skills and foundation needed to become a landing page designer, and many more. This is episode 30, and here's Errol Chiozon.
Hi, I'm Errol, and you're listening to Creative Incubator. Stick around and enjoy this episode.
Hi, Errol. Welcome sa Creative Incubator.
Hello. It's an honor to be here, bro. Thank you. Thank you, lad, for inviting me.
Yes. Alam mo, naging interested din ako sa ano, na na-invite ka dito as guest, Errol. Kasi this is my first time din to talk about landing page design. Kahit may design siya sa pangalan dyan, sa title. Ngayon ko lang rin siya halos malalaman or madidig deep kung ano ba to. Kasi basic knowledge siguro meron ako about landing page. Pero gusto ko pang malaman. And I think yung mga listener din natin is interested with landing page designer. Especially sa mga gusto mag-start ng pagiging landing page designer. Ayan. Before we move on to that, Errol, no, can you please introduce yourself and tell us more about what you do para mas makilala ka ng mga audience natin?
So, my name is Errol Chiozon and I focus on creating lead generating landing pages. And meron din akong community called Conversion Designers Philippines, and we aim to help Filipino creatives build a thriving landing page design service business. So, yan yung ginagawa ko. So, dalawa yung business, yung isa client-focused, and then yung isa naman is for educating Filipino creatives.
Oh, cool. So, basic, no? Parang, pero bakit mo na-decide, bakit ka nag-decide na, ano, na magturo rin sa mga kapwa Filipino creatives or mga nasa landing page design industry rin?
That's a good question. Actually, this is, para sa akin, this is actually accidental na business. Kasi way back 2020, I'm part of the community called the Freelance Movement Tribe. Tapos, yung founder dun, si John Pagulayan, have been messaging me, like, sobrang kulit. Sobrang kulit niya na sinasabi niya, uy, maggawa ka ng webinar para makatulong ng ibang tao. Kasi nga, marami yung nawala ng trabaho. So there was this community called Work From Home Initiative, and I was invited to speak sa webinar. And ako naman, I was like, okay, sige, share ko lahat ng ano, ng alam ko sa landing page design, and I'll do my best to really tell, kumbaga, tell all talaga siya. And then what happened is, 2 hours na, kumbaga, para sa akin, ah, okay, parang surface level pa lang yung na-discuss ko. May time limit kasi. And then yung sabi ng ano ng owner or ng organizer ng Work From Home Initiative, wrap up na. So yung ginawa ko, I asked the audience, "Hey guys, do you want me to create a group for this para i-share ko sa inyo yung ano, yung mga questions niyo para ma-answer ko pa rin sila." And then suddenly what happened is hindi ako nag-expect na in just one day nagkaroon ng 700 members. I was like, oh, okay, that was crazy. Kasi yung audience that time was around 800. So, na-shock ako na bakit naging interesting yung landing page? It's so boring. Parang ako, happy na ako na, okay, this is boring. Tapos, 700 members. And then I just answered their questions. Like, I answered them through videos. And then, etong mga members na to, they were saying na, sana hindi ka mapagod, sana hindi ka ma-burnout. So if you release something, we're gonna pay for it. So yung first na release ko was more on how to help them get their first landing page client. It was an online challenge. And then yung ginawa ko is, sinabi ko na, bayaran nyo kung ano sa tingin nyo yung tamang presyo. And dun nag-start yung lahat na parang, they forced me na, oh, gawin mo nalang paid yung content mo kasi nga, it's been helping us out. Kasi that time, I guess there was a teacher na nag-resign siya, and then she was able to earn from offering landing page design 100,000 pesos in 2 days.
Wow.
So she was forcing me really na, Errol, please make your content paid kasi hindi siya siniseryoso. And then doon nag-start na parang okay, sige, gagawa ko ng system on how I can create this accidental business into such na maging ganun na siya ngayon. So yun yung ano, yun yung reason bakit na-force akong magturo.
Pero na-enjoy mo na ngayon yung pagtuturo,
yes,
diba?
Oo, sobra.
Ilang members na ba kayo currently sa CDPH?
So basically, meron kaming free tier ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Meron kaming free group, meron kaming paid group, and then meron kaming inner circle group. So sa free group, I think it's around 4,800. Kasi hindi kami nagpapapasok kung hindi sila talaga nag-follow ng ano, ng questionnaires, hindi mm-hmm. sila nag-answer. So automatically silang dine-decline. Then sa paid group naman, it's around 519 members. And then sa inner circle naman, I think it's around 112 or 113. So yun yung ano, yun yung...
Ang dami pa rin, ha?
Oo, ang dami pa rin eh.
Pero gusto kong mag-ano, Errol, no? Gusto kong bumalik pa sa history ng isang Errol, kung paano ka nagsimulang maging interested sa landing page design. Kasi I think parang naririnig ko na rin siyang before eh. Parang uso na naman, matagal lang uso yung landing page design, di ba? Pero... Ikaw, yes. In your experience, paano ka naging interested? Paano mo nalaman about it?
Actually, it all started way back 2016. That time, marunong na akong gumawa ng website. I coded the website like HTML and CSS. And then, hinire ako ng futurism.com. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but Futurism is like TechCrunch, but for new inventions. Mm-hmm. That time kasi, they hired me to become their lead UI UX designer. Pero, yung founder nun, he always wanted to work with me on something. Kasi nga, for some weird reason daw, may naiintindihan ako na hindi niya ma-explain. Kasi, they were always advertising on Facebook, Google, tapos, ano pa yung mga bagong, like yung YouTube ads kaka-start pa lang. They were creating pages. Yung tawag namin dun was one-page websites that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tapos, one-page websites, kasi nga, yung goal nila was to collect email addresses para ma-nurture nila to become customers. And then, ako naman, kasi I'm always curious talaga na bakit ganito yung pinapagawa sa akin? Eh, UI, UX ako. Pwede akong gumawa ng mobile app. Bakit ito yung pinapagawa? Sobrang boring. So, ako naman, I asked the founder, hey Dan, question ko is, why are you asking me to create such websites? And then sabi niya, well, can you read more about Dan Kennedy? And then read more about direct response marketing. So ako naman, okay, gusto kong matuto din ng marketing eh. Mm-hmm. So I read that book, yung books ni Dan Kennedy. And then na-realize ko na, okay, yung reason pala bakit ginagawa yung one-page website is, yung mga audience natin, kumbaga, right now, it's apparent ngayong taon ngayon or moving forward. But way back, yung attention talaga yung dine-day trade ng mga big companies. So they were aiming to get the contact information, that way they can establish a relationship. And pag drina-drive kasi nila yung traffic from advertising papuntang website, ang nangyayari, hindi ka agad nagko-convert yung ano, kumbaga hindi nagta-type ng email address kasi nga madami 'di ba yung link sa website, yung yeah. homepage, FAQ page, mga
parang di nila alam din kung saan pupunta or parang confusing.
Yes. Oh, confusing kasi nga madami yung options nilang pwedeng pindutin.
Mm-hmm.
And then dun ko na realize na ako nga no, kasi sa one page website, yung andun lang form lang talaga. If they want to receive newsletters, they would just sign up. If not, okay, then i-close nila yung browser. Then yun yung reason bakit ano, mas nagka-interest pa ako. Tapos tinanong ko yung founder na, hey, founder, hey Dan, if there's one area that you want me to focus on, what would that be? And then sabi niya, well, you are good in creating one-page websites. Why not focus there? And then ako naman, okay, sige, aaralin ko to. So dun ako nag-start na maging landing page designer. Kasi yung sabi kasi ng founder, if you can help a business owner either collect more information or get more leads or help them get more sales, you can charge higher. And dun ko na-realize na, okay, I'm helping them out to get email addresses. So dun ko na-realize yung value ng landing page. Kaya dun ako nag-focus that time. nung 2017 hanggang ngayon.
Nabanggit mo kanina, no, na nagco-code ka. Anong background mo? Are you graduate ka ba ng IT or computer science?
Actually, I'm a nursing graduate.
Oh.
Board passer din. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi talaga ako interesado sa nursing. Medyo personal yung reason, pero I'm okay to share it. Pero nung time kasi ng third year college kami, during OJT, I was assigned to this patient, 4-year-old, na may leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yung pasyenteng yan, na sobrang naging close ko. In 2 weeks time, naging close ko yung batang yun. Like, ako nagpapakain. And then, after 2 weeks, as in, namatay yung bata. So, I blamed myself. Pero, alam ko na hindi ko kasalanan. Pero, na-realize ko na, ayoko maging nurse kasi nga, when you make mistakes, tapos ako yung tao na mabilis ma-attach ng tao, it would be hard for me. I'd rather work with something na computer related para at least kung may masira, pwede kong ayusin as compared sa tao. So, after nung incident na yun, talagang hindi na ako nag-focus sa nursing.
Hindi mo na tinuloy.
Tinuloy ko siya, pero yung tipong hindi na ako interesado. Pag pumapasok ako ng school namin, ng university, I was bringing an Adobe Illustrator book instead of nursing books. Kasi nagre-rebel na ako na ayoko ng ganito. Even yung mga computer formatting for dummies, ganun yung mga dala kong libro, hindi na nursing. Pero yun yung main reason bakit hindi ko siya pinursue. And then nag-focus na lang ako sa pag-aaral ng mag-code, mag-design. So yun yung reason.
Cool. So nag-self-study ka ng coding.
Oo.
Ako si graduate kasi ako ng computer science. So,
oh, nice.
Medyo may knowledge ako sa coding din, pero hindi ko na siya na practice. Kaya medyo kinalawang na rin sa coding. And kaya nga naging interested din ako sa ano ngayon, sa mga pag-create ng website. Hindi pa to sa landing page siya, pero more on sa website ah. Kasi ano eh, ngayon hindi na kailangan ng ano eh, ng coding eh. Yung karamihan ng mga pag-create ng website, diba? Parang drag and drop na lang, 'di ba?
Oo.
Pero kung may gusto ka lang na mangyari sa certain elements or assets ng isang website, pwede kang mag-code. Parang pwede mo palitan yung mga codes or CSS, something like that. Pero nakaka-enjoy yung mga pag-create ng mga ganun ngayon, di ba? Kasi hindi mo na kailangan. Kailangan mo lang, syempre, marunong ka mag-design, marunong ka about sa mga certain things about the landing page design na pag-uusapan natin maya-maya konti, di ba? Pero with that Errol, no, since 2017 2016 you're already doing a one page website pa yung tawag, di ba? And
yes,
now
one page website,
landing page na, di ba? Ano naman para sa iyo ngayon, based on your personal experience na rin, no, what is a landing page? And kanina may mga nabanggit ka na rin na difference between a landing page and a website, pero what are the things pa na difference ng isang landing page at ng isang website?
Punta muna tayo. I can answer this in such a way na technical and then a little bit of analogy. Pero unahin natin yung analogy.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa analogy na side, imaginein natin na may dala tayong bote ng tubig. Mm-hmm. Sabihin natin, uhaw na uhaw tayo. Sabihin natin na yung bote na yun, marami yung butas. Question there is, sa tingin mo, madami ba yung may inom mo or hindi?
Hindi.
Yes. So, yan yung website. Marami yung butas kasi nga marami yung links niya. Merong link sa footer, merong idadirect ka sa social media, like yung follow me here, follow me there. So, ano yun kung na-close niya yung browser niya? Hindi ka na ma-follow or hindi ka na makakabenta. Ang landing page naman is para siyang bote pa rin, pero this time, yung butas niya, kung saan ka iinom, yun lang. Mas marami yung maiinom mong tubig kasi nga, wala siyang ibang butas eh, isa lang. So, yun yung big difference nila. Now, in a technical terms naman, ang big difference talaga ng website is this. Si website kasi multiple yung purpose niya. It acts like a brochure. Sometimes you would see websites na for portfolio use siya.
Mm-hmm.
So para siyang brochure talaga. So it would either provide information or it would either sell. Like kung Shopify store siya, it would sell. Pero most of the time, it serves like as an information hub. Sa landing page naman, the difference is it's designed for conversion. So conversion is like if you want to subscribe to a newsletter na ilalagay mo yung contact information mo. Say for example, yung mga nakikita natin na magda-download ka ng free ebook, tapos yung nakalagay lang dun is yung first name mo and then email address, that's a landing page. Kasi di ba walang ibang navigation links.
Mm-hmm. Isa lang na din lang.
So yun yung ano, Oh, yun lang talaga yung form niya. So basically, landing page, isa lang yung functionality niya, either to collect information or to sell. Yun lang, conversion lang talaga. Website, medyo madami yung purpose niya. So yun yung biggest difference nila.
Kanina na-mention mo rin, no, na you're a lead generating landing page.
Yes.
Or lead generating landing page designer. Ano yung ano? Meron pa bang ibang title or parang bukod sa lead generating, ano pa yung parang pwedeng gawin with the landing page? Though nabanggit mo na nga rin yung mga different purpose, eh, no?
So basically, there are, pwede natin i-categorize yung pagiging landing page designer into three things or three areas. Kasi in any business, there are only three problems. There's only three problems. Number one is, how can they get customers? How can they attract customers? Second is, how can they get sales? Third is, how can they get retention or more subscriptions? Ang sa akin, I focused on lead generation kasi nga, it's very easy to help a business to collect email or contact information as compared na tutulungan mo sila sa pagbebenta ng item. Kasi minsan nabli-blame ka pa ng client if you are promising them sales. When in reality, there's a lot of factors that would, you know, would be considered, like yung product nila, how they're marketing it, how their brand story, mga ganun. So sobrang dami, kaya ayokong mag-sales. Pero yun nga, there are three types of landing page designer. You focus on lead generation or sales or customer retention. But I choose to focus on lead generation.
So parang ano rin siya, no? Funnel din talaga, no? Na parang yes. Different different funnel na, or parang yung top of funnel na thing.
Mm-mm.
Possible din ba na, ayun nga, yung mga nabanggit mo na yan is, ayun, alimbawa, mag-create ako ng landing page for getting customers, getting sale, customer retention, pero nasa isang website lang siya. I mean, I know, medyo ano siya, parang nag-thinking outside the box lang ako na, kasi different yung landing page talaga tsaka sa website, diba? Pero, sa isang website, possible ba yun na meron kang landing page dun sa isang website na meron for customers, getting customers, sales, and customer retention?
Yes, kasi ngayong panahon na ngayon, ganyan na yung ginagawa. More on hybrid na siya. Mm-hmm. Minsan, like say for example, mga Shopify store owners, what they're doing is combined na say for example, may bago silang sale, gumagamit sila ng landing page kasi may ongoing promotion sila para mas mabilis yung conversion. Pero at the same time, yung landing page na yun, it lives inside a website. So hybrid na siya. And then meron din ngayong trend na wherein kinukombine na si landing page dun sa mga funnels. Kasi talagang ginagawa na siyang funnel ngayon, eh. Pero the core of it is still the same, na you would combine the three problems of a client para makuha pa rin yung yung growth nila, which is yung pag-collect ng emails and then pagbenta, or pag-nurture sa kanila hanggang makabenta and then para ma-retain pa sila. So yun yung sales funnel na overall.
Tsaka ang nakuha ko rin dito sa usapan natin is landing page talaga is meron lang talaga siyang isang purpose. It's either get customers, sales, or customer retention. Pero isa lang talaga. Hindi pwedeng maraming call to action or different things na...
Oo.
Kasi kung ganun din lang, website na lang rin yung gagawin. Or
yes.
Diba? Kasi ang dami rin, eh. Which is, both naman may advantage and disadvantage, eh, no? Pero yun na rin, no? Siguro, ano yung tingin mong isa lang, kahit isang disadvantage ng landing page design, tas isang... Hindi, okay na sa website kasi nabanggit mo na rin kanina. Pero isang disadvantage or drawback ng isang landing page?
Drawback ng isang landing page is more on hindi siya ever magiging good sa search engine optimization. Hindi talaga siya magiging okay sa search engine optimization. Kahit anong gawin ng isang designer, copywriter, hindi siya pwede.
Bakit? Anong reason behind that?
Ang reason kasi dyan is, when we're talking about SEO, ang biggest factor kasi talaga dyan is more on the time. Yan yung laro. Pag SEO, you create more content and then kailangan same na keywords. So,
yung gagamitin.
In short, sa blogs yun. Sa website yun. Sa landing page kasi, every time na may papasok na visitor tas hindi nag-convert or hindi bumili, yung logic ng isang designer or conversion designer is bakit hindi siya bumili? Ano yung pwede kong i-change dito? And every time you change parts of your page or web page, it affects the SEO. Kahit konti lang yan, kahit period lang yan, maapektuhan yung pag-crawl ng ano ng Google. So ang nangyayari, kahit anong effort mo, hindi talaga siya magra-rank higher. So hindi siya pwede sa SEO. Goods lang siya pag ano, pag paired up siya sa mga advertising.
So parang ano siya, no? Kumbaga talagang kung pagdating sa marketing efforts, iba yung prioritization pagdating sa landing page. Kumbaga, yes, dapat lagi mo siyang minamarket para makita. Kasi tama ba na landing page is more on parang one time or short term lang yung ano niya? Short term yung lifespan. Hindi katulad ng website is talagang pagdating sa SEO or sa mga ganun, talagang nandun lang mga evergreen content, kumbaga.
Yes, yes. Oh, short term si landing page. Kumbaga, kung gusto mo ng quick win, gamit ka ng landing page. Kung gusto mo ng long-term gain, punta ka sa website. Parang ano ba, may tawag kasi sa ibang marketers eh. Pag sinasabi nila, create content and that's slow cooking customers or slow cooking sales. And if you want fast results, use something that's, you know, that's optimized for conversion, which is yung landing page.
Magkaiba rin ba yung ano, yung landing page design or landing page sa UI UX design?
Actually, maganda yung tanong na yan. Pero ang sagot dyan is, sobrang broad si UI UX design. Parang siya yung parent ng lahat ng design. Kasi even a doorknob has a UI kung bakit siya circle, mm-hmm, para yung experience. Bakit yung doorknob kailangan i-squeeze mo or i-twist mo, di ba? So UX yun siya, user experience. Even the toilet bowl, ganun din, may UI UX din siya. Basically, UI UX and the landing page, they are somehow related, pero may certain principles lang sa UI UX na fina-follow lang dun sa landing page. Which, kung pupunta natin yung persuasive design, the most used lang talaga sa landing page is yung contrast. It's always like that. So, ang rule sa pagla-landing page design, the way that I know that works based on experience is, sobrang bland ng ibang element except the button. So what do I mean by that? So I always think of it na parang naka black and white lahat except yung button. Para yun yung first na makikita ng mga customers. So yun yung UI UX principle na always gamit sa landing page design.
Nalalo ko tuloy yung ano, kasi sa design, sa graphic design, yung concept na yan, ginagamit ko rin siya for contrast. Na pag hindi ako satisfied sa contrast ng color sa ginagamit ko, ginagawa ko siyang black and white lahat. Tinatanggal ko yung kulay. Kasi pag black and white, mas madali mo makita yung contrast,
yes,
eh, di ba?
Oo.
So pag medyo magkalapit yung black or yung darker color sa isang darker color, kailangan kong palitan kasi wala siyang contrast or something. Same din pag lighter color, di ba? Gandang concept yun actually sa design.
Actually, yun yung, kumbaga, clients know me for doing that, na halos grayscale lahat except yung button. Pero hindi nila magets bakit ganun.
Kasi may reason behind that.
Oo.
We're going sa mga ganyang conversation na rin, ano, Errol, no? Ano ba yung ano? Ano yung mga skills na kailangan ng isang designer? Specifically, landing page designer para matawag siya or maging isang landing page designer siya. Kasi kanina, nabanggit mo na rin, napag-uusapan na rin kanina natin na about coding. Kailangan ba marunong ka mag-code kahit papano or may konti kang knowledge? And also, sa design, yung may sa contrast, sa mga illustration or illustrator, anong mga skills yung mga need nila?
Pwede natin siya sabihin na beginner and then yung advanced. I-categorize natin yung beginner and then advanced. Kung gusto mo na makapag-start ka kaagad, hindi mo kailangan na marunong kang mag-code. Hindi nga din advisable na maging marunong kang mag-graphic design or maging artist ka. Mm-hmm. For the very reason that when we say being an artist, you always create things to satisfy yourself. Pero pag designer ka, you create things to satisfy the needs of your clients. So those are two different things. Basically, okay lang na basic graphic design. Basic din na level of copywriting. So when we say copywriting, kasi yung pinaka-importanting element talaga din sa landing page is yung headline. And yung secret lang talaga sa paggagawa ng magandang headline is sagutin mo lang yung question na what does this specifically do? Yun lang. pag vague yung answer doon, say for example, may mga landing page kasi na yung headline is for designers created by designer. Pero hindi niya masagot na what does this specifically do? 'Di ba parang awkward na sasabihin
sa
designer,
oh,
'di ba? Oh. So hindi siya magko-convert pag ganun. So basically, basic copywriting, basic designing, okay ka na. Diyan yung beginner ka. Pero pag nasa advanced ka na, medyo maduguto, pero you have to know a little bit of in-depth copywriting, a little bit of in-depth ng marketing. Kailangan maintindihan mo yung top of funnel, mid of funnel, and then bottom of funnel. Tapos, kailangan mo rin maintindihan yung persuasive design principles. Na aside from the contrast, kailangan gumagamit ka ng ibang elements like anomaly, mga ganun. Di ba may times na pag nakakakita tayo ng design na parang ang heavy dito sa left tapos hindi balance yung sa right, na parang mm-hmm. batang bigat dito sa left. Pero hindi mo alam na like yung most na ginagamitan ng ganitong style is yung mga pricing pages. Na batang laki ng ibang table, but dito hindi. Kasi yung reason dun is gusto nilang makita yung gusto mong ano. Like, yun yung goal ng isang business. Makita ka agad yung ideal pricing range nila.
Mm-hmm.
So that is anomaly. Yung parang pinapabigat visually, pero it's more on just really persuasion. Yun yung ano. Yun
parang
yung
may psychological
na,
yes. na explanation.
Tapos kailangan din, another skill na kailangan mong matutunan is, kailangan mong matuto paano mag-storytelling. May formula yun sa landing page na sa first na section, kailangan masagot mo yung what does this specifically do. Sa second is, what are the pain points? The third is, what are the possible solutions na hindi naman gumana, na complicated solutions. And then this is the simple solution and then final call to action. So yan yung magko-convert na sales page.
Parang ang dami rin talagang ano, ang daming kailangan ding matutunan or parang skills na kailangang ma-implant or parang masimulan din ng mga nagsisimula sa landing page design. Kasi hindi lang siya ano eh, kahit nasa pangalan niya is landing page and design, hindi lang siya about creating landing page and creating a design for that landing page. So kailangan may mga consideration din na, especially yung copywriting. Ako personally, hindi rin talaga ako magaling sa pagsusulat. I share stories, parang personal stories, yes. Pero sa mga persuasive or something na copywriting, yung storytelling, di ba nabanggit mo may formula pa sa storytelling, medyo ano ako doon, medyo mahina ako, kaya nasa design lang tayo eh, kaya dun lang yung ano natin. Pero almost same lang rin naman eh, kumbaga parang may mga kailangan din na skills, lalo na sa pagbuo ng eye for design, yun kasi yung tawag sa graphic design naman, di ba? I think sa landing page may ganun din naman, di ba, na parang malaman mo rin na parang kung okay din yung design, di ba? Pero ikaw Errol, how did you learn about all of these things?
Actually, the answer to that is learning by doing. The way I explain it is na-discover ko lang talaga. One of the problems ng mga, like lahat, medyo related lang to personal lang din na observation. I read a quote from Kiyosaki na sabi niya, the rich gets richer, the poor gets poorer, for the very reason that the rich are looking for ways to produce things, while the poor always looks for things to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And kaya ako nasabi na I learn things by doing. Kasi nga, when I enroll to a course, hindi yung tipo na iku-consume ko lang yan kasi magkakaroon ng information gap as compared to the implementation gap. Mas magiging maliit yung implementation. So I would rather have like, okay, may problem ako ngayon dito sa landing page. Paano ko mapapaganda yung headline niya? Ano yung pwede kong basahin? Doon pa lang ako magbabasa ng copywriting. Kasi kumbaga, yung cone of learning natin, when you are doing it, mas mabilis ma-retain eh. So dun lang ako nag-aaral pag na-encounter ko na yung problem. Pag hindi ko talaga inaaral. Like, okay lang, hayaan ko na yan.
Tsaka ano rin kasi, di ba? Kumbaga parang sa mga listeners natin, no, lalo na sa mga nag-start na maging landing page designer, huwag rin kayong ma-overwhelm dito sa mga nabanggit din ni Errol na mga advanced na kailangan mo. Kasi matututunan mo yan when you start eh. Lalo na yun, yung mga nabanggit niya rin about sa mga beginners na skills na kailangan mo. Hindi mo naman kailangan marunong ka mag-code or hindi naman kailangan in-depth copywriting agad yung alam mo. Kahit basic design and basic copywriting, di ba? Important, alam mo rin yung sa paggawa ng headline, masagot mo kung ano yung ginagawa ng landing page na to.
Yes.
Di ba? Yung mga ganyan. So, matututunan mo yan, eventually, yung mga skills na yan, mabubuo yan sa'yo pag ginawa mo siya. You learn by doing, sabi nga ni Errol. Pero bukod sa mga skills na yun, Errol, no, ano yung mga foundation naman din ng isang designer or lead page, landing page designer? Ano yung kailangan niyang matutunan or mabuong foundation?
Kailangan mo talaga ng UI UX. Hindi siya pwede na wala. Yun yung kailangan mo. And then another foundation is kailangan mo rin matuto ka ng ano, ng basic ng graphic design. Hindi din pwede pag hindi.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi man sabihin na sobrang magaling kang mag-photo manip or magaling kang mag-illustrate, pero yung naiintindihan mo yung ano, yung crop, yung contrast, repetition, alignment, positioning, okay ka na.
Yeah.
Pero yun yung foundation.
Yung mga principles of design. Diba? Even sa design mismo in general, eh, importante yung foundation. Mm. Kaya lagi namin sinasabi na ano eh, pag mag-start ka ng graphic design, you start from the basic, you start from the foundation. Pag natutunan mo na yung foundation, 70 to 80% of your graphic design skills, meron
exactly.
ka na. Ayun na yun.
Oo, totoo.
Kailangan mo lang siyang talaga maintindihan. Diba? Sa UI UX, anong ano? Parang kasi sabi mo kanina, broad ang UI UX, eh, diba? Pero ano yung pinaka parang basic area or basic thing sa UI UX?
Sa UI UX kasi, ang biggest, actually, medyo vague din kasi yung UI UX. Pero di ba merong mga UX designers na nag-map out lang sila ng customer journey or user journey.
Mm-hmm.
Merong ibang UX naman na involved lang sila sa research wherein kumusta yung performance,
mm-hmm.
Ano yung mga language na ginagamit ng mga customers para i-incorporate natin sa design. Ang pinaka-importante when you are doing a landing page is not the customer journey or the user journey, but more on the research part. You do UX research. What would you need to do? Kailangan marunong kang mag-interview ng mga potential customers ng client mo. Or even if you're gonna be doing it for your own business, you need to know how to interview, you need to know how to collect data. Kasi when you are able to collect data, you'd be able to create a product na mafe-feel nila na, uy, para sa akin to. So ngayon, masasagot na din yung ibang problema ng isang landing page wherein ano yung magandang headline. Well, you're speaking the same language with your ano, with your customer. So yan yung pinaka-importante if we're gonna be talking about UI UX na ano, na part na pinaka-importante talaga.
And if you can, Errol, no, I want to ano lang, no, curious lang rin ako sa process ng isang landing page designer. So if you can, how do you create a landing page from scratch?
Actually, yung most common question ko talaga is number one, actually most of the time apat lang yung pag nagde-discovery session kami ng client, apat lang palagi yung tanong ko. What's the one call to action that you want your audience to do inside your website? Hindi ako gumagamit ng landing page kasi baka ma-confuse lang sila. Clients know that when they're talking about website landing page, they're the same sa client.
Mm-hmm.
Pero on my end, ginagamit ko na lang website para hindi ma-confuse. So yun nga, first question is what's the one call to action or what's the one action that you want to do that your audience want, what you want your audience to do in your website. Next is, how are you attracting your traffic right now? Kasi para malaman mo kung sabihin niya, well, SEO yung ginagamit ko. Well, you know that it's already website. Because landing page does not work for SEO eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Pero pag sabihin niya, well, I'm gonna be using advertising. Okay. Well, I know that you're gonna be using landing page. So next na question is, what's your follow-up strategy? And then, last is more on pag-check kung kumusta yung product nila. Wherein tinatanong mo na for your current website right now, say out of 10 visitors, how many would turn into a customer? Kasi pag sabihin niya na, well, it takes me 100 before I would get one customer. You know na 1% lang yung conversion niya. And then if you are gonna be able to create something na para sa client na magawa mo, uy, 5 na yung nag-sign up ngayon. Out of 100, 5 na. Well, you help the client. That's how you measure it. Kasi quantifiable na siya. So yun yung apat na questions na importante ko. Tapos once I close the client, ang next na gagawin ko is tatanungin ko na, what does your product do? What does your product specifically do? What are the pain points that you are trying to solve? Next ko is I usually ask the client if it's okay for me to interview yung mga super fans nila. Kung meron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Parang market wala research. Yes,
parang market research. Kasi tatanungin ko ngayon yung super fans nila na what has motivated you to buy from this? And if this product doesn't exist right now, where will you buy or what brand will you buy? Kasi pag sagutin nila na ganito yung ibang brand, well, I will do research dun sa ibang brand.
Mm.
And then I will study how they are positioning it. Kasi ang goal naman is to create an advantage for your client. Now, once meron na akong enough research, I would start creating the design. But yung design ko is low fidelity wireframe lang. Yung tipong ano yung layout niya, yung sa Figma, mm-hmm. na low fidelity siya para mapakita ko lang sa client na ito yung ganitong layout yung gagamitin natin for the very reason na ito yung mga principles. So yung design principles na. Tapos, after the low fidelity, I would ask the client, how do you want to be perceived by your audience? Kung magbibigay ka ng inspiration sa akin, ano yung mga design inspiration na gusto mong i-incorporate sa landing page? So ngayon, magbibigay yan si client ng mga design inspiration, ganito yung itsura. Kasi may times na, may biases kasi tayong designers We somehow create designs na, alam mo, maganda sa mata natin.
Maganda para sa atin. Oh, subjective siya.
Yan yung pagiging artist natin. So kaya tinatanong natin na how do you want to be perceived by your audience? Can you give me some examples? Tapos yun, magkukulak ako ng mood board. Tapos dun pa lang ako gagawa ng high fidelity. So hindi pa ako magbibuild ng landing page na functional.
Mm-hmm.
Ipapakita ko muna kay client na, client, eto yung high fidelity wireframe. Now, you might be asking, bakit mo ginawa pa sa Figma before sa landing page builder? Ang reason lang talaga dyan is we want the client to be invested in the process because we are not selling the landing page. What we are selling is the process, our design process, our thinking. So the next reason is parang nagtatayo lang tayo ng bahay. Before tayo magtayo ng bahay, we hire an architect to create a blueprint first before asking the engineer to build the materials kung ano man yung pagbibuild ng bahay. So same din yan sa landing page. We have the blueprint first, then kung may revision si client, at least it's easier to correct as compared kung built na siya. Sobrang dami ng problema. Now once approved, dun pa lang ako magbibuild ng landing page. Usually yung ginagamit kong tools are Unbounce, Swipe Pages, or Webflow. Yun yung main ko na ano, yun yung mga landing page tools na ginagamit ko. Madali lang naman silang gamitin kasi nga, they are drag and drop. Most of the time, hindi na ako nagko-code.
So Figma, dun yung wireframe mo, then yes. Dun sa Webflow and other things na ginagamit mo, dun na yung landing page mismo. Nag-a-avail pa ba kayo ng parang, di ba may domain pa na kailangan para sa landing page? Tapos server or tawag dito? Parang
hosting.
Hosting, yun.
Most of the platforms, if you purchase or mag-subscribe ka sa ano nila, sa tool, yung hosting libre na din.
Mm.
Tapos yung domain name na lang yung babayaran mo, and you can buy domain names like I think 500 pesos 1 year na yun siya for the client. So yun lang yung kailangan bilhin, pero of course hindi ikaw yung bibili nun, na yung client yung bibili because it's the cost of doing their business.
Mm-hmm.
Wala ka dapat babayaran dun.
Pero galing ha, kasi based sa mga nabanggit mo mga steps, very comprehensive yung steps mo. Tsaka, ang dami kong natutunan kasi sa design, pwede ko rin siyang pwede ko ma-incorporate yung ganun di ba? Na parang hindi ka lang natututo or hindi mo lang pinag-aaralan about the foundations of design or design mismo. Mm. But you also do market research, you also do, may parang, ayun nga, yung mga mood boards, di ba? Or sa amin, sa Stylescape kasi yung ginagawa namin dun Para siyang, ayun nga, may wireframe. Bago ka magsimula ng mga design, kailangan meron ka munang blueprint di ba? Kasi parang iwas rin or parang mabawasan din yung revisions. Di ba? Kasi ito na yung final or yung wireframe muna bago mo ilabas lahat ng mga elements. Ang ganda, ang galing ng very comprehensive. Pero interesting question is, nauso kasi yung AI ngayon, di ba? Or artificial intelligence, lalo na sa design or sa mga different platform. Like sa copywriting din, di ba? Yung ChatGPT, ganyan. Yes. How do you think AI will affect or help yung mga landing page designers?
Actually, it speeds up the process. Like, kanina, shinare ko sa inyo yung comprehensive na market research. Ang feeling ko kasi when I'm doing client work right now, I'm feeling like I'm Tony Stark. Ako si Iron Man na may meron akong sinasabihan na Jarvis. Paki-research nga. Kasi isang type na lang ngayon sa AI, it helps me. It helps me na mas mapabilis pa yung market research ko. Kasi I could ask the AI, ano yung problem ng ganitong market? Ano yung competitors nito? Ano yung mga top brands? So basically, it would help you out in ano, in crafting a headline din, yung mga copy. Kasi nga, when you are writing a copy, sometimes, by the way, when you are writing a copy, you make sure na less than 70 characters siya. Kasi pag higher than 70 characters sa landing page, nagiging boring siya, and then hindi siya mababasa kaagad sa mobile. So pag less than 70 characters, it immediately sparks na, ah, okay, kailangan ko to. So yung buyer intent andun kaagad pag less than 70 characters. And ina-ask ko din si ChatGPT na, can you convert this headline into just 70 characters? So isipin mo pag walang AI,
magbibilang diba?
Sobrang, oh my God, magte-take to ng hours. Pero ngayon it's just minutes, ilang type na lang. If you look at AI in a negative way, negative talaga yung makukuha mo.
Yeah.
But if you look at it in a positive way, positive talaga yung makukuha mo. So, just like yung isang guest dun sa The Future video, sabi niya, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. So, kung negative siya, negative yun. Kasi it's a reflection on how you perceive things. But if you look at AI in a way na positive na makakatulong sa'yo to speed up things, it's gonna be positive.
Yeah. So yun. And it's like any other tool, eh, di ba? Kasi dati sa design, di ba? Na parang traditional, the drawing ka or painting or sketch. Pero dahil sa mga ginagamit natin like Photoshop, Canva, may tools tayo para mas mapadali yung pagde-design natin. Ngayon, pumapasok na yung mga AI para mas lalo tayong tulungan, mas mapabilis yung mga ginagawa natin. Di ba? Kasi it's there to help us, not to replace us.
Yes.
Diba? Kasi true. Yung takot ng mga karamihan mga designers and even mga creatives, eh, di ba? Na parang, ako, in the future, papalitan na tayo ng AI. But hindi siya ganun. It will help us. Kumbaga magiging kapartner natin yung AI to help us in any industry na ginagawa natin.
Actually, mas makaka-take on ka pa nga ng maraming client, eh. You will grow your business faster when you use AI. Kasi nga, it speeds things up, eh. It helps you. Kasi yun talaga, eh. It's a tool for us to be, to be more productive.
And kailangan lang natin siyang magamit ng tama rin. Mm. Diba? So, eto Errol, no? Papunta na rin tayo. Eto, isa siguro to sa hindi nagkakaroon ng ganito yung AI, eh. I think. Pero, I guess, Errol, as a creative, you experience creative blocks. AI, hindi na-experience yan siguro. Pero, how do you handle it? How do you unleash your creativity, lalo na pag nagkakaroon ka ng mga creative blocks?
Sa totoo lang, when I encounter creative blocks, talagang nag-zoom out ako. Ino-close ko yung lahat ng computer, umaalis ako. Mm-hmm. Kasi, I feel like, pagpuwersain ko, hindi siya magiging genuine. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
So, what I do is, umaalis kami ng fiancé ko, lumalabas, and then, we have this little bit of exercise wherein, pag may makikita kami around, kumbaga sa environment lang, we create stories. Na parang, may nakita kaming ibon, ano kayong kwento niyan?
Oh, cool.
So, we create stories for the very reason na parang, nakaka-create kasi yan ng dopamine, eh. Na pag ginagawa mong fun, gumawa ng story, yung mga birds, nagkakwentuhan sila kasi ganito. Pagbalik mo, okay ka na. Kasi nga, you stimulated your creative juice in such a way na hindi siya related sa work. So, yun yung exercise ko to, kumbaga, para mawala sa creative block.
Ang galing nun, ah. Para siyang lumalabas ka rin sa environment. Tapos kinakalikot mo rin yung creativity mo. Nagpapahinga ka from your work sa usual na ginagawa mo. Tapos lumalabas ka to refresh your mind para magkaroon din ng ibang environment. Para siyang di ba? Titingin ka rin sa ulap. Hugis ice cream yung ulap. Hugis pusa. Di ba may mga ganun? Ang tawag dito, parang kumukulit or lumilikot din yung creativity mo. Tapos talagang lumalabas yung mga creative juices pag ganun.
Actually, nakuha namin siya kay Steve Jobs nung time na nasa Pixar pa siya.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw a video na, I think it was really an old video, wherein sabi niya na, we want to create movies wherein we highlight the stories of inanimate things or animals. So, yung ano, yung always na theme ng mga Pixar is, what if toys have feelings? So, Toy Story.
Mm-hmm.
So, what if clouds has feelings? So, ganun din yung ginagawa namin na pag adun kami sa labas, what if yung grass na yan may feeling? Ano kayong kwento nila? Masakit kaya pag tinatapakan sila? So, natatawa kami, pero at the same time, it's stimulating our creativity.
Yeah.
So, yun lang.
Galing-galing nun. Pero, we're nearing to the end of the podcast, Errol. I want to talk about advice. Pero instead of doing it na advice mo para sa mga listeners natin, if you're given a time or if you're given a chance to go back in time and makilala mo yung sarili mo, yung younger self mo, anong year yon and anong advice yung ibibigay mo sa kanya?
Siguro, I'd go back 2012. I have this tendency wherein I want to know things before I would do it. Yung tipong kailangan may listahan ako, checklist. Dapat may roadmap ako. Kung mag-a-advise man ako, I would just tell myself na, hey, just do it. Trust the process. Just do it. Kahit wala kang checklist, okay lang yan. Kasi sabi pa nga ni Steve Jobs, you can never connect the dots looking forward. You can only looking backwards. So, yun yung advice ko.
Nice. Ang ganda nun. And that's a great way to end the episode, Errol. Where can people find you online?
You can find me on my YouTube channel. It's Errol Tuzon. I'm trying to grow my YouTube channel this year. And then you can also join our free community. You can just search Conversion Designers Philippines free group. And then join ka para makapag-interact tayo.
Errol, bago tayo mag-end, meron akong final question para sa'yo. Aside from being a landing page designer, ano pang skill yung wish mo na meron ka or proficient ka? And bakit?
Gusto ko maging dancer. Seryoso.
Seryoso? Okay. Bakit? Oo.
Every time kasi pag may nakikita akong sumasayaw, alam mo yung gusto mong sumayaw pero yung sayaw ayaw sa'yo, yung mga paa mo ayaw sa'yo. So, feeling ko kasi cool yun siya. So far, yun lang naman yung gusto ko.
Tuturuan kitang sumayaw, hindi, joke lang. Errol, I appreciate your time being here and my guest. And it's a pleasure to talk with you about landing page design and about creativity.
Thank you so much, lad. It's really an honor to be part of your podcast. So, yun, sobrang honored and then actually excited and nakakakaba na maging part dito. Pero yun nga, I'm super happy that I'm here right now.
Yeah, diba? Sobrang enjoy yung conversation natin. Tapos, parang nagkikwentuhan lang tayo. And Errol, it's great having you on the podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And if you like this episode, support the show by sharing it with your family and friends. Feel free to share your takeaways from this episode and tag our Facebook or Instagram at Creative Incubator PH. This is Creative Incubator, a safe space for you to hatch and unleash your creativity. See you on the next episode.